This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, Chinese singles sidestep tradition. They go looking for love online.
But first, NPR has learned that today, six FBI agents searched a federal government building in downtown Washington, D.C. The Office of Special Counsel has been under investigation for 2.5 years. Employees there have alleged that the agency has been misused for political purposes. NPR's Ari Shapiro joins us now with this breaking story. Hi, Ari.
Hi, Alex.
Can you tell us, first of all, what is this Office of Special Counsel?
Yeah, it's one of these organizations with this vague name that doesn't really tell much about what it does, but its job essentially is to investigate whistleblower claims by federal government employees. So if you work for the federal government, you believe that you were discriminated against because of something unrelated to your job performance, the Office of Special Counsel essentially represents you.
So the investigators have become the investigated. Tell
exactly.
us about the leader. His name is Scott Block. What do we know about him?
Well, he has been controversial almost since the day he took office in 2004. One of his first acts, for example, was to say that his office would no longer investigate claims of discrimination based on sexual orientation. That caused a huge outcry when it became public. And he apparently blamed career employees in his office for getting that story out. And so he was then accused to have retaliated against career employees by arbitrarily, these career employees said, sending them to a new field office in Detroit, Michigan that Scott Block created. So eventually, the Inspector General for the Office of Personnel Management started an investigation into whether Scott Block was abusing his power, whether he had politicized his office. And as the investigation unfolded, Block hired a company called Geeks on Call to come scrub his computer hard drive and two of his political deputies' hard drives. Of course, that set off alarm bells. Scott Block said that he had just hired the company because there was a virus on the computers that he needed to get rid of. But of course, others claimed that he was doing it to get rid of important evidence in this investigation.
So what happened there this morning?
Very dramatic chain of events. First, late this morning, the entire email system was shut down at the Office of Special Counsel, and the San Francisco field office has confirmed that for us. Other offices, including the one here in Washington, did not respond to requests for comment. And six FBI agents arrived at the main D.C. office. They seized Block's computer and some of his deputies' computers. They apparently, there is a separate search warrant that has been issued for Block's home in addition to the warrant for his office. A grand jury in Washington has also apparently issued subpoenas for several employees at the Office of Special Counsel. And last we heard, Scott Block was sequestered in a room at OSC where he is being interviewed.
Now, so far, nobody's been officially charged with a crime, but do we know what specifically the FBI is investigating?
Well, we don't know yet, but we can make an educated guess. The Inspector General investigation was looking into, among other things, whether Scott Block violated what's known as the Hatch Act. And the Hatch Act is a law that prohibits federal employees from using their government offices for partisan political activities. And sources tell us that in addition to Scott's work computer being confiscated, some of his deputies who dealt with Hatch Act violations also had their computers confiscated. And so it seems a safe bet that while they may be looking into other things as well, the grand jury is likely looking into Hatch Act violations here. Now, this can get a little confusing, so it's worth pointing out that there are two separate things going on here. There's the Office of Personnel Management Inspector General's investigation, which has been happening for 2.5 years, and as far as we know, today didn't bring any new developments on that front. But all the while, apparently, there was this grand jury criminal investigation as well, which no one knew about, and which was not public until today. NPR just learned that the FBI is at the office, the search warrants have been issued, the subpoenas have been issued, and that means there's a criminal investigation underway.
Ari, I know that information is still just coming out on this. I've read that there is a separate subpoena for Scott Block's home. Have you heard any word of this and what they might be looking for there?
Well, apparently, if he is alleged to have destroyed information relevant to this investigation by hiring Geeks on Call, obstruction of justice, obstructing an investigation could be another crime that they're looking into. And it makes sense that in that case, if Geeks on Call came both to his work and to his home computer, it makes sense that investigators would want to look at both those places.
NPR's Ari Shapiro, thank you.
You're welcome.